Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik Zayin, and we are 21 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis Boi Rami Barcha. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanisunu Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Chaya Bas Jamila. So the topic of yesterday's daf was the halachos of the shoyl, specifically the fact that a shoyl is chayiv in oinsin, and the fact that a shoyl, and not just the shoyl, really all the shoyrim, are potter when it's ba'olav imay. The subtopic of yesterday's daf was boi rami barcham. The Gemara brought several gishmaki boyas that really touch on shas katan that Rami Bar Chama posed in the context of these two ideas. The idea that a shoyl is chayv in oitzin and the idea of ba'ol avimoy. The end of the daf discuss shaylas of Rami Bar Chama that relate to this topic specifically in the context of a husband and a wife with regards to Nechsem Elog. And really the shayla is, number one, Nechsem Elog. Who is considered the Bailam of it? We know that the Keren of Nechsem Elog belongs to the woman, but the Baal Zayichel Peiros. So, do we look at the woman as being the Bailam of Nechsem Elog? Or maybe we look at the husband as being the Bailam of Nechsem Elog? The Gemara very simply said, this has to do with the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where the Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Aguftami, or Kinyan Peiros is Lavka Kinyan Aguftami. Another Shaila that Rami Bar Chama asked that relates to a husband and a wife, that's Negei Arsugis, is a husband who's able to be Meshtamish with the Nechsem Elog of his wife. Shoyel Havi? Do we view him as borrowing the Nechsem Elog? Or maybe we view him as renting the Nechsem Elog? The reason to say that we would view him as borrowing the Nechsem Elog is because he's not paying for it. The reason we could maybe view it as him renting the Nechsem Elog is because although he's physically not paying for it, Paris Nechsem Elog, and as a result, there is some consideration, there is some compensation, and based on that, maybe we should view him as being a Seicher. L'maiser Rava said that Baal b'Nechsem Elog lo shoyol havi v'lo Seicher havi elo lo keach havi, and it's based on the famous Takana Susha, which seems to appear in several places in Chas. Ksubas Daf Nun, Ksubas Ayin Ches, Bava Kama Pei Ches, Bava Metzia Lamed Hei, Bava Basra Daf Nun, Bava Basra Kuf Lamed Tes. What was the Takonas Usha? Ha Isha Shemachra B'Nechsem B'Lug B'Chai Yibayla U'Mesa HaBal Moitz Miyad Al Kuchais. What that means, I in yesterday's daf, but the in Yoneinu, Chazal said that we're going to view the husband as the Loikeach Rishoy, and as a result, he's not a Shoyal, he's not Chai Benoitzin, he's not a Soicher, he's not even Chai Benkneve Vavedu. We view him as owning the Nechsem Elog, really he doesn't own it, but this is the Takana Susha that we view him as owning the Nechsem Elog, and it's for that reason he'll be potter from everything. Either way, on that note, meaning on the note of Ibayis from Rami Bar Chama in the context of Baal B'Nichsei Ishtai, the Gemara poses another Ibayi, which really has nothing to do with the sugyas that we're learning. Ibayi Rami Bar Chama, Baal B'Nichsei Ishtai, a husband as it relates to his wife's nechasim. Nechsem Elog, mi ma'al, who is considered to have been ma'al behekdesh. So the story is where a married woman's father died. She now yarshins her father's nechasim. Those nechasim are Nechsem Elog. She owns the Karen, the husband's going to be Eichel Peres. It turns out that amongst the nechasim that this man left over was hektish. The assumption is that as soon as the Yerusha goes into effect, the Yorshim are deemed to have been Moyel Behekdesh. And the reason that is the case is because one of the ways to be Moyel Behekdesh is being Moitzi Hektish from the Rishus of Hektish to Rishus of, not Hektish, the Rishus of Hedyet. Being that the Yerusha over here is Moitzi from the Rishus of Hektish to the Rishus of Hedyet, so the act of Yerusha is deemed to be an act of Mila, right? There's two ways to be Moel Behektish. One way is to be Moitzi something from the Rishus of Hektish to the Rishus of Hedyet. Another way is not to be Moitzi, but to have Hana from the item that's Hektish while it's still in the Rishus of Hektish. Yerusha is Bechefza Ahitzam Rishus L'Rishus. And therefore, the thought was that when the father died, the act of Yerusha would constitute an act of Mila. Now, we're not learning Masechtas Me'ila, which even when you're learning, Mesachtes Me'ilah is a very, very difficult sugya. But in your Neinu, those are the facts. And Rabbi Bar Chama wanted to know that in this situation, is the Isha considered the one to be Mayel? Why? Because she Yarshins the Karen. Or is the husband the one that's considered to be Mayel? Why? Because at the end of the day, he's going to be Mishtamish with it. He has the Schusin in it. We just said that he's not a Shoyel. He's not a Soicher. He's even better. He's even a Lekeach. So if that's the case, it really entered his Rishus. If it entered his Rishus, then maybe he should be the one that's going to be considered a Mayel. Oh, my Rava. So Rava said, in such a situation, man limo, let's see if we can figure this out on our own. Limo, baal, should we say that the husband is the one that's mayel, that teira nichale de likni, yisrule nichale de likni? It's pashit that he has no interest in acquiring something that he's not allowed to acquire. Meaning, even though Chazal gave him this schus, this takana, that he could inherit nechsemalug, but Kemuvin, he only wants to inherit things that are in his interest of inheriting. But something that's not in his interest of inheriting, he doesn't want to inherit. And you have to know what the svar is a little bit better, but to the extent that he doesn't want it, so there's no way you could be deeming him as a mayel, and as a result, there's no way he's going to be the mayel. Ihi, should she be the one that's mayel, that teira nami lo nichale de likne? She for sure can't be the one that's mayel, and the reason is because she has no interest in giving this over to the husband, and being that she has no interest in giving this to the husband, so what would make her a mayel? The fact that she yarshined it, it's really going to the husband. The fact that she gave it to the husband, she doesn't want to give it to the husband, she would rather keep it for herself. And being that she's not in any interest of giving it to the husband, you can't view her as a mayel either. Meaning, if someone is moitzi something with some level of kavanas, then you can view that person as being a moitzi. Meaning that she has no interest in doing that, so you can't view her as being mayel either. Nimalu bezdin, maybe bezdin should be the one that's mayel. Because bezdin's the one that made the takana that the nechasim are going to go from her rishos to the husband's rishos, and maybe that should be the ma'isa me'ilah. But the Gemara says, "Ki abdu rabbanu takanto va'amru ba'al lekeichav." It's true that the rabbanu made a takana, and they said that the husband's considered lekeich, but it's only lehetei. Really, it's really abdu rabbanu takanto. They only did it for a davar shel hetei. They didn't do it for a davar shel iser. So the Gemara says that it's very hard to figure out who, if anyone, should be considered the mayel. Ela amar Rava. So Rava said, you have to say baal ma'al. The baal is going to be the one that's mayel, but not when the Yerusha takes place. Not when he gets the schus of the nechsem look, but rather l'kishe yoytzi. If and when he's ever going to spend this money, at that point, he's going to be considered the mayel. Midi dehavi ha-moytzi mo'is hektash l'chulin. At that point, he's no different than any person that's moytzi mo'is hektash l'chulin. We're what? We view that person as being a mayel. That's the only time the me'ila will take place. However, up until that point, there really is no me'ila. In fact, Rashi says, ba'oidon srurin u'munachem le'konim ba'al. The husband's not kainah. Meaning, if he's kainah, then we're going to have no choice. We're going to have to see a me'ila over here. But being that we're dealing with Hektish, we're dealing with the Dovah Shal Isser, so we're not going to view the husband as being a mayel, and it's for that reason, no one is mayel up until the point that you're actually moitzi. So this Gemara is a little bit of a hard Gemara. Again, it's much more of a me'ila digger Gemara, but there's one Rashi over here that's a Shas Rashi. We're going to speak out the Rashi, we'll flag it, put a bookmark on it, Beis Hashem, we're going to come back to it. Rashi says like this, the Gemara that said that Bezdin should be mayel. That Bezdin, that they're the ones that make this takana, that the Nechsem Alug, instead of it being the woman's, who it's really supposed to be, instead should belong to the husband, right? He has the schos achilas peiros. Maybe they're the ones that are instigating the transfer of rishus, and as a result, they're the ones that should be considered the mayel. In other words, you figure out who the bezdin is, like the local bezdin, or maybe if there's a bezdin agadol shabi Yerushalayim, it's day dacharei. That's right. We have to figure out which bezdin this is. But there's going to be a bezdin that we think should be mayel. You have to bring a carbon meila, etc., etc. Right? This is a real tzad that bezdin should be mayel. So Rashi says like this: Nimalu bezdin. Which bezdin do we mean? Shal Yisrael shabai Yisayadar. We mean the bezdin of that generation. Shakol takonos mishpat luyabahen, because all the takonos, all the mishpatim, all the dinim are totally in them. Val yedehem, and it's through them that noyagos chukos hamisukonim letzibur meyatz. All the old takonos that were put into place, Hillel, Rabbi Gamliel, Azokin, Ezra, all those takonos are implemented by who? They're implemented by the local basin. V'havi kimi shetiknu loy heim kinyinzeh. And being that they're the ones that put this into place, so we look at it as if they're the ones that made the takana that the husband should be koina, the nimtzu heim ha-makdim l'nichsei hektish v'yitziyam l'chulam. They're the ones that are being makd in this nichsei hektish, and they're the ones that are being moitziyat l'chulin, and as a result, we should view them as being moil. Rashi seems to be saying, and he really is being mefarish the Gemara, it's not clear how else to learn this Gemara, that being that Bezdin is the one that made that the Nechsim Luk should end up in the Rishus of the husband, so it's for that reason we should view Bezdin as the ones that are being mild. Now why is it that Nechsim Luk goes to the husband? It's an old Takana, right? Goes back to the times of the Mishnah, for sure. How did the Chachamim Sheba Oysi Adar have the right to implement this Takana? Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Hefker Bezdin Hefker has to do with the local Bezdin. Hefker Bezdin Hefker is something that was put into place. Right now, it's part of Halacha. It's part and parcel of Yiddishkeit. Certainly, part and parcel of Sugis Hashas. And as a result, it's based on the Halacha of Hefker Bezdin Hefker that this is a place. Vos hat the local Bezdin Sitan met Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So the emphasis is like this. There are those that say, this is a Chiddush Neira. And Bezdin Hashem, we're going to come back to this. That could be the way Hefker Bezdin Hefker works is that every Bezdin of that Dar is implementing the Hefker Bezdin Hefker. It's not the Pshat that there was a Hefker Bezdin Hefker that was put into place, now that's Torahi, and it just remains this way forever. But it's Chayzev Ineir in every single generation. That Bezdin is the one that's making the Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So in this Dar, every Hefker Bezdin Hefker is based on whoever the Bezdin of this Dar is. Now, you have to figure that out. But the point is, the Havamina of Limal Ubezdin would be based on that. Others say, Father, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean that this Haintiga Bezdin is the one that's making the Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Hefker Bezdin Hefker was put into place. Ezra, whoever it was, did it. But it's enforced by the Batei Dinim. And being that it's enforced by the Batei Dinim, that in and of itself would be enough to view them as being Moil. You have to go through Rashi's Lashon a little bit better to see whether or not that works. The Lumden definitely prefer the second shot. Either way, there's a lot to talk about on this Inyan, but we go right. So we return to our regular program right now, which is the Halachis of the Arba Shoyimim, specifically the Shoyil. So yesterday's Daf talked a lot about a Shoyil that's Pater Bebalavimai. All the Shoyimim are Pater Bebalavimai, but even the Shoyil is Pater Bebalavimai. The next part of today's daf is going to talk about a shoyl that's potter b'meisa machmas malacha. So this is all girsa the yankisa from learning Pashas Mishpatim, Chiddush Rasha. But we know a shoyl, he's chayiv in everything the Mishnah says. Not true, not everything. There's halacha balavimoy, and there's also halacha of meisa machmas malacha. What does meisa machmas malacha mean? It means that if the animal that the shoyl was watching died, which the Torah says mefurish shalem yishalem in balavimoy, but at the same time, if it died machmas malacha, died because of the malacha, then the halacha is that the shoyl is going to be potter, right? Mesa machmas malacha is not negeya the other shoyrim, because the other shoyrim are potter by mesa anyways. It's only negeya the shoyl kipshutai who's chayiv when it's mace, but if it was mesa machmas malacha, then already he's going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, potter, ibay luhu, kochash basa machmas malacha mai. So the Bnei Yeshiva had the following question. What happens if a shoyl, he borrowed a behema, and he was working with the behema, and while he was working with the behema became shvacher. Meaning, kochash, basar, the flesh of the animal became weak, but it happened machmas malacha. What's the halacha? Is the shoyl chayiv, or is the shoyl potter? So the Gemara says, Amaleihum Rabbanim, Rav Chilki, Brei, Rav Avi, Yishmei. So one of the Rabbanim was there. Which one of the Rabbanim? Rav Chilki, Brei, Rav Avi. He said as follows, Mechlal, Dechim, Mesa, Machmas, Malacha, Chayiv. It sounds a little bit from this shayla, that Mesa, Machmas, Malacha, is chayiv. Your shayla is, if it was kochas, Kochash basa machas malacha. What's the halacha? Why? What's the deal? Because if you're going to tell me mesa machas malacha is potter, then for sure kochash basa machas malacha is going to be potter. Right? What's more chamor? If it dies, you don't have any value in it anymore? Or if it only becomes weaker? Fashteitzach, it's worse if it dies than if it becomes shvach. So from the fact that the Bnei Yeshiva weren't sure what's the halacha of kochash basa machas malacha, and they had a tzad that what? That you're going to be chayiv. So zoi say meres, for sure mesa machmas malacha is going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, so he told him, did Rab Chilke Brei de Rab Avyo name a lav lo'okman bekilto shilto? He says, I don't understand. Why can't he tell him I borrowed this to use? I didn't borrow it to put it in a kila. I didn't borrow it to lock it up somewhere. I borrowed it to use it. And being that I was using it in the way that I borrowed it to use, even though it's true the malacha caused it to die, but at the end of the day, This was the whole purpose of the Shaila. And if that's the case, why should I be chayef? Elamai Rava. So Rava, when he heard this tiny, he said, I'm maskin. He says, you have to say as follows. I agree, this holy boy is a mistake. Avada kochach basa machas malacha is going to be potter. But not only that, elafilu mesa machas malacha not be potter. Even if it dies machas malacha, you're going to be potter. Why? Like we just said, lav lo ukma bekilta shailta. Because he could say, I didn't borrow it to lock it up, I borrowed it to use it. And being that it died because of the fact that I used it, so it's for that reason I'm going to be potter. This is machlokes rishonim, where the mesa machas malacha means that it dies while you're doing the work, or it doesn't even have to die while you're doing the work. If it died machmas the malacha, that in of itself would be enough for you to be potter. The lashon is mashma that way. It was mesa machmas malacha. Doesn't say b'shas malacha. It doesn't have to happen while you're dying. That's usually the way you visualize it. But it doesn't have to be that way. As long as it's machmas malacha, even if it's not b'shas malacha, then in of itself is going to be enough. Nacha maisa, that relates to mesa machmas malacha. Hu gavra, there was a person, d'shol nargi mechavra. He borrowed a hammer from his friend. Itvar, and it broke. Also, the kami de Rava. He came to Rava, and he said, Rava, what's the halach? He's a shoyl. A shoyl is chayv and oinsin. He wasn't pashay over here. But he wanted to know, what's the halach? Locha, says the Gemara Amalesi, he told him, Zil Isis Sahadi Dulav Shonispe, go bring Edim that you were not Poshea, the Ifter, and if you do that, you're going to be Potter. Meaning, as long as you can prove that you weren't Poshea, then it's Mesa Machmas Malacha, and if it's Mesa Machmas Malacha, so the halacha is that you're going to be Potter. Now there's a big machloikis Rishonim in Pashpshan in this Gemara. So there was a person that borrowed a Narga, and it was Mesa Machmas Malacha, proverbially speaking. Comes to Rava. Rava says, if you could bring Edim, that you were Loishanis, but you didn't do anything out of the ordinary, meaning you weren't a Pasheya, so then the Halacha is going to be Potter. Otherwise, you're not going to be Potter. It sounds like, in order for a person to invoke Mesa Machmas Malacha, you need Edim. If you don't have Edim, you can't operate with Mesa Machmas Malacha. Makshim HaRishonim, is that the way Shoimrim works? The way Shoimrim works is everything's with a Shvuah. Shoimechinim the Tainis Gnev Aveda, he swears a Shvuah Sashoimrim. A Shoimechach the Tainis Oinis, he swears a Shvuah Sashoimrim. So why is it that you have to bring Edim? You have to bring Edim? L'chura, why shouldn't he swear? You're right. Mechatesi was Mesa Machas Malacha. Mechatesi, when the Shoimechinim says Gnev Aveda, was Gnev Aveda. The Teretz is Shvuah Sashem Tia Ben Shneim. That is Hilcha Shoimrim 101. So why do you have to bring Edim? Why would a Shvuah not be enough? So the emesis, Andre Rishonim said that Enochinami, a Shvuah would be enough. What he meant to say was that if you don't want to swear, then you would have to bring Edim. But Avada, if you want to swear, you could swear. Other Rishonim say no. But you see in this Gemara, Mesa Machas Malach is different. For Mesa Machas Malach, you have to bring Edim to Loishanispe. But if you can't bring Edim to Loishanispe, it's not going to be okay. But the Ritva says a Geshmak Eteres. Ritva says that we saw a Chiddush in the end of Perak HaSoiches HaOmnim from Isi Ben Yehuda. And we saw the Gemara said, Halacha ki Isi Ben Yehuda. The Gemara brought stories, the last Gemaras of HaSoiches HaOmnim. Right? That was the calm before the storm that was all that gathered in the beginning of HaSoiches HaPoelim. It feels like a long time ago. But the Gemara brought Isi ben Yehuda's chiddush that said that when does the shomer swear Shvuas Hashem Tia ben Shneim? If it was Ein Roya, the pasuk says nobody saw Ha Yesh Roya, then you can't swear. Meaning, anytime a person's in a situation where there's a possibility that there might be Edim, so then we don't just falasach on the Shvuah. We say first bring the Edim. Let's see what the Edim have to say. And if there's no Edim, okay, Enochinami, then you're gonna swear. But Rava's psak of Zil Aisi Sahadi Dlav Shonisve was really predicated on Yena Gemaras in the end of Asoichas Onen Isi ben Yehuda, where in the event there's a chashash that there might be Edim if it happens in a public area, for example, so then you would have to bring Edim, and this Maisa Rava understood there was a good chance there was Edim, so he said, I have to invoke first Isi ben Yehuda, only afterwards we'll be able to take this to the next step. But either way, says the Gemara, what happens if there's no Edim? So what's the halacha? Meaning now what? So, I mean, the short answer is you have to pay, right? I mean, if you need to bring Edim, and you can't bring Edim, you're not swearing either because you can't swear, you don't want to swear, so avadi, you're going to have to pay. So what's the shayla of Mai? So the shayla of Mai, which will be evident from the Toshma of the Gemara, is when he pays now, does he have to write a check for the full dollar amount of the Narga? Or could he say a broken Narga is worth X amount of dollars, I'm going to give you this and I'm going to pay the difference? So let's say a Narga is worth $100, a broken Narga is worth $20. Do you have to write him now a check of $100? Or can you say, here's the Narga, du hasta, figure out what to do with it, and I'm going to give you the difference, I'm going to give you the $80. Now this is a big sugya in the first parak of Masechtas Bava Kamma. This is a sugya in Arba Avos Nezikin. The Gemara learns from the second Mishnah in Masechtas Bava Kamma. It says that the Mazik has to play Tashlume Nezek, and we learn from there, Melamich Abaylam Metaplim Benevela. That's the Sugya, and the Gemara now is going to give us an excerpt of that Sugya over there. So, Tashma, Tahukabad was a person, Dishol Nagin Chavre, he borrowed a Nagin from his friend, Ve'itfer, last Rash in the Yomid. This Ve'itfer was Bepshia, he was negligent. Also, the Kamadi Ravi came to Rav Amalei, so Rav told him, Zil Shlimle Nargim Aoyo, you have to pay him a full Nargim. Amalei, Rav Kanav, Rav Asi, the Rav. So, Rav Kanav, Rav Asi were both in, they told Rav, Dina Hachi? Is that the truth? What happened to Melamich Abaylam Metaplim Benevela? I thought the halacha is Tashlume Nezek, that you just have to pay up the difference, that you can give him the broken Narga and you just make the difference. So the Gemara says, when Rav Kana Rav Asi told Rav Dina Hachi, Veshasik Rav Kedarke Bakoidesh, he was quiet. Says the Gemara, Vehilchesuk Rav Kahana V'Rav Asi, the halacha is like Rav Kana Rav Asi, the Mahadar Le Tavre, that he has to, that he can give him the broken shard of this Narga, Mamayulit Mei Mana, and he's going to only make up the difference. Now, Pasha, you learned that why is the Hilchasa Kurav Kana Rav Asi? Because which also Grav. So Rav Kana Rav Asi held that way, and even though Rav Lechatchila didn't hold that way, but it was Shasik Rav. And being that it was Shasik Rav, it sounds like it was Shtika Koida. So Shtika Koida. So it's Pasha that should be the halacha. But we spoke at a raid by when we learned this at the time. And that is, it's Yodua, that Chavis Yor and the Tshuva brings from the Ramami Pano, that the Ramami Pano said that every time it says Shasik Rav, it means that Rav had what to answer al pi Kabbalah, al pi Soy. He just didn't have what to answer al pi Pshat. He rather works it into this sugi a little bit with regards to when you have a Shasik Rav. Halacha l'maisa. Does that mean, oh, Rav was stumped? He didn't have what to say. Okay. Shenhemo Rav had what to say. Al pisoid, ein li esek ben astaris. This has to do with Rav being the grace of the Kobol, based on the Messiah from the Ramami Panu, the Rab Abba that's mentioned, the Zohar HaKadosh is the Amoira. Rav, we spoke out once from the Hakdoma to the Imre Bina. He says, that's what you find throughout Shas, the different Amoiram said, Kadnayim v'shochiv Rav, Amalaha Milsa, which at first glance seems to be very derogatory. The Chavetz Chaim, the Tshuva that he brings from the Chavetz Yor, it's the same Tshuva that he brings as an addendum to Shmir Saloshin. We find different Gemaras where it seems like different Tanam and Amiram, maybe he spoke disrespectfully and they seem to have maybe violated Shmir Saloshin. This is one of the big ones that the Chavetz Yor talks about in this Tshuva. Right, Rav Sheshes is the one that always says it. How can he say Kadnayim v'shochiv Rav, Amalaha Milsa? But the Imre Bina said in the Hakdama, he says it's because Rav, we know, used to say Torah very often, al pi soid. And the soid is a Torah on the skull to a person when he's sleeping. So he wasn't saying it in a derogatory way. He was saying Kadnayim v'shachiv Rav, amal shmait. He must have said this. He must have thought of this while he was sleeping. Meaning, because something like this has to be one of these yesoidis that was neskalat and becholim, like Rav Chaim Voloshin brings in his Hakdama to the Goyin Tepirish and Sifrei Tzius about all the different things that was neskalat to the Goyin in his chaloimus. V'advar matikin v'ein kamer goyim v'laharach. Either way, Ahu Gavad, there was a person to show davle mechaver. He borrowed a pail from his friend. Itvar in the brook. Also, kamer drapapa, he came to drapapa. Amalei, he told him, Aisi sadi d'loishanis pei v'ifter. He said the same exact halacha of Rava. Bring edim d'loishanis pei that you weren't meshanif ifter. Meaning, it's mesa machas malacha. Mesa machas malacha is potter. But the first thing you have to do is bring edim. Why not shvua? Yisi ben Yehuda. Maybe shvua doesn't work. It's the same exact way. Ahu Gavad, there was a person to show shunra mechaveri. He borrowed a cat from his friend. And what happened was this cat got attacked by a bunch of mice. Vikotlu, and they killed him. Yosef Rav Ashi, v'komi boyle. So the shayla came to the desk of the great Rav Ashi, and the question was, this person that borrowed the shunra, does he have to pay for the shunra, or does he not have to pay for the shunra? So in Chagadia, the kalb was the one that eats the shunra. Over here, this is Olam Hafechur, you see? Over here, the Achbari were the ones that ate the shunra. But the bottom line is, this was the question. The question is, you have to pay or not have to pay? What's the shayla? It's a Mesa Machmas Balacha. Wait, what did he borrow a cat for? Right? He borrowed a cat. This is old school. To eat the mice. So being that he borrowed the cat to eat the mice, so Luchayr was Mesa Machmas Balacha. But it was a shayla. The reason it was a shayla was because if this cat got ganged up by all these different achbarim, it sounds like he mamish put him into the lion's den here. It sounds like this was a matziv, and it could be it was above the pay grade of this cat to be able to take out all by himself all these different mice. So there was a havamina over here that maybe he was shonis, maybe he was plesheya. Right? There's probably a certain ratio. Right? We saw in the other daf with a roya, there's a ratio of how many royim to listim, how many royim to dogs. But over here, this person gets overwhelmed by all these achbarim. So there's a havamina, maybe it was Pashay, and this is the question that was asked to Rav Ashi, and the Gemara says that Yosef Rav Asher become Yiboy Leke. I gav no my. Ki beis machs malach adam yoyloi. I'm there. Mordechai, the Rav Asher, so Mordechai was there. And he told Rav Asher, Hochi, Omer Avimi Me'agruni, which made the Rav. We have already a precedent for this. I'll tell you what. Avimi Me'agruni, you said in the name of Rav, Gavro Denoshi Kotlu, Loidina V'loidina. A man who gets killed by women, you don't even have to pass against such a shayla. Meaning, it's not a pshia. The man should have been able to kill the women. Right. Not literally, but he shouldn't have been able to kill the women. And as a result, if he lost, you can't say he was Shanesle, you can't say he was a Pasheya, and as a result, no, the cat should have been able to kill the mice, and therefore you're not going to view him as being a Pasheya. Ikadami, some say that the story happened a little bit differently. What happened was, Ochalach Bari Tuva. What happens, Fakir? This cat got the better end of the deal. He was able to eat all the achbar, but what happens? He ate all of them, the chavel umis. But he got so sick from eating all these mice, he ended up dying. And that was the shaila. The shaila was the person of Pesheya for putting the cat in a situation where he's going to eat all these mice, and as a result, he's mamish going to eat himself to death. So Yosef Rav Asher become a ayin bo kai gavna mai. Amalei Ramot kai Rav Asher hochin avimi agunya. So Rav Asher said that this is what avimi agunya said over here. It doesn't say it in the name of Rav. Gavra denoshi kotlu, man that's killed by women loydina v'loydina. Now, here the story is different. So Rashi says, here the mosh is a little bit different also. The Noshi Kotul, Rashi says, boil b'ilois harbe v'meis. If someone was boiled b'ilois harbe and ended up dying, so that's, loidina v'loidina, you wouldn't have to pass against the shayla. It's not considered a pshia. And it shouldn't have happened. So too over here, the fact that he ate all these achbarim and he ended up dying, it shouldn't have happened. He's not considered a pshia. It's meisa machmas malacha. And as a result, the shoyl of the shunra is going to be pata. Amar Rava. Rava sin. Hayman the boy the mishal midi mechav. Somebody wants to borrow something from his friend. V'lifter. But he wants to be potter. He won't be chayv in anything. Name alay. There's a good eitzah. Right? There's a little wink wink. There's a good piece of advice that if you know this, you're good to go. What he should say is the shoyl, as the mashal is giving him this para, whatever it is, he should say, Ashken Maya, can you please pour me a glass of water? Right? Could you make me a cup of coffee? And if he does that, you're going to be off talk. Why? The Hava Sheila Babaylam. Because now it's going to be Sheila Babaylam. Because at that minute that he's making you the coffee, so he's now gebarked to you. So you borrowed his para and him. It's Balavim, I don't care what happens afterwards. And as a result, you're going to be pot. Says the Gemara, V'pikeyachu. But if the Mashal is a pikeach, right? He's also Marbar of Ashi. He also learned Parakashoyul. So then, name away, you'll tell him. Shal Beresha Vahad Ashkech. First, borrow, and then afterwards, I'll give you a glass of water. You can't have any anov from me whatsoever. You can have this, but nothing else, right? So this is not such a sophisticated shakl of attire, but this is what Rava said. He says that there is an Eitzah, there is a way to somehow circumvent all the halachas of the Shomer, but if the Mashal's a pikeach, there's a very easy comeback. Amar Rava, Rava said, Mikri Dardaki, someone that teaches Tinoike Shabbos Rabam, Shasla, a gardener, Tabcha, a butcher, Va'umna, a doctor, the Safer Masa, and the town barber, Kulon, all these people, Be'idon Avidetayu, Kishelu Babayum Dam. While they're working, if somebody would borrow something from them, it would be considered a ball of Imoy Lo'ilam Vay. The Rishonim say, even though from Rashi it's not so mashma this way, but we shouldn't even speak it out, but Pemoli, that what it means is as follows, that if somebody borrows something, let's say, from the town barber, so even if that barber's not right now cutting his hair, it's automatically going to be considered balavimai. Because being that his job is, he's the saper the masa, he's the one that teaches the Tinoik Shabbos Rabam in this shtot, so be'etzim he's gebarked right now to all the people in the city. So if he's gebarked to all the people in the city, even though I'm not using your services this second, but l'maisa, we look at it as a balavimai, and therefore this was Rava's chiddush. Rava said, k'sheilu b'bayilam dami, it's always going to be considered sheilu b'bayilam. Amru le rabbanon le rava. On that note, the Gemara tells an interesting anecdote. The rabbanon told Rava, shalom, man, you, Rava, are borrowed to us. So Rava used to give share to his Talmidim, and the Talmidim told Rava that, you know, being that you give share to us, so you work for us, we're borrowing you, right? This is Sheila, apparently it wasn't Schiris. And as a result, it's called Anosh Elohim, and he said that, being that Shalom Mar, you're borrowed to us, and you should know this. Now Rava Fashteh, Rava's a Pikeach, and Rava understood the context over here, Ikbud. He got very angry. Amalu, he told him, oh, I got what you're trying to say. You're trying to say that if you borrow something from me, and then something happens, right? By the way, when it comes to Balavimo, it's not just oinus, it's nevavet, even pshia, right? It's everything. So what you're trying to basically say is that if you go and you borrow something from me, you're going to be putter. And Rava was very upset about that, right? Why was Rava so upset? He's upset because what happens if they borrow, he's going to lose it, right? We know Rava Davin, the Gemara says, if you wanted to be a great Sagvir, not sure. But the bottom line is, he said, oh, lafkuye mi moinoi kaba yisu. A little bit of a tushta. You're trying to take away my money? And then Rava came with a follow-up. He said, adaraba atun she'ilton li. He says, you think I'm gebark to you? You're gebark to me. Why? And he gave him, made a push to chesh, but the evil, he says, because if I want, I can switch from mesachta to mesachta. But atonai matzisu lishtamute. Right, Rosh Hashiva comes in one day, he says, I made a decision, we're not learning chesk sabatim anymore, we're learning, I may be getting the medina sayom, tznorich sheyoyma befonai nechtam, befonai nechtam. He could do it. The Talmidim walk in and they say, Rebbe Leibin, you know, we're not hearing shir today, chesk sabatim, we're hearing shir, and I may be getting the medina sayom. He's going to say, right, you have what's going to happen, you'll end up in medina sayom, right? But the bottom line is, that's not going to play itself out. So he says, no, it's just the opposite. Being that I call the shots, I get to decide which mesechta we're going to learn. But the Gemara says, Velohi. The emes is, Rav is not 100% right, and Talmidim weren't 100% right. We have to make a shtickle pshar over here. We have to resolve this. This is like a shtickle stalemate. Iyu shalu b'yoyim adekala. He is borrowed to them b'yoyim adekala. So yoyim adekala with the shloshin yoyim koydim l'chag. So during those days, the Shiva had no choice. It's a halacha. He had to learn Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Sukkis. Right? He had to learn those halachas. So during that kufa, he can't be Meshana Lumi Mesechta Lumi Mesechta. They're learning in Yon HaDiyayim, Adava B'Itay. So therefore, he's gebarked to them. But as it relates to all the other days, Inu She'ilu Le B'Shar Yoimi. But the bottom line is, if the Magachir can't switch Mesechtas, he's Zicha gebarked to the Oilam. But over here, the Yoim of the Kala, it all depends on exactly when this was playing itself out. Zogdim Amreme Bar Chanina, Oiger Kud Naisel Be'Choizor. Mireme Bar Chanina, he rented a mule. Rashi says, a kudnaisa is a preda. So he rented his mule, a bei choizoi, to the chevra from choizoi. Nofak lidluye to una bahadayo. No, so he says, oh, you can have my mule, no problem. They work out a lease agreement, sign here, initial there, everything is perfect, right? So he walks them out, and they're taking schayra. They're going to put it on the parade. They're going to travel with it. He says, let me help you out a little bit, right? Let me give you a lift. So he goes, this was a fatal error, but he goes and he says, let me help you. So he takes the packages and he puts it on top of the mule. No, pashuba miz. In the meantime, these chevra were paisheya. They were negligent, these bechazor guys. And the animal ended up dying. Also, the came to Rava, and the Shaila came to Rava, Chayvenu. And Rava says, well, you're a soicher. You a Poshaya. Chayv, every all the Shaim Rachayv, you Poshaya. There's no question you're going to be Chayv. Amalei Rabbanu the Rava. Rabbanu told Rava, why? Pshia Bebailim he. Isn't this Pshia Bebailim? Right? We saw it's a big Shaila. Pshia Bebailim is Chayv Apotah. This is the Pshia Bebailim. So if it's a Pshia Bebailim, you should be, why is it a Pshia Bebailim? Because Mirema Bar Chanina helped them load the mule. So he helped them load the mule at the time of the Schiris. So this was a Balavimai. If it was a Balavimai, you should be part of the Marseille's Ichsef. When Rava heard that, he was a shtickle embarrassed because he realized he made a tais. L'soif v'goy mil, so the Gemara says, it turned out that the Meiser to Una who the Nafek. That the Meiser that was presented to Rava wasn't the way we just said. Meaning, no. The Meiser that was presented to Rav is the way that we just said it, but the Meiser Shahoyah was not the way we just said it. Meaning, Miremar Bar Chanina didn't really go to load the animal, but he went to watch them load the animal. He went to see them off. He went to be malava them out. But forget it, he didn't lift a finger. He didn't go to do anything. Rashi says, L'meisa lirois shalayirbu b'masa. Right? He wanted to make sure they're not going to overload it. But the bottom line is, he never really did anything. And being that he never really did anything, so it's for that reason, Rava's psak ended up being right. But the Gemara says like this, this story really makes sense if you hold that Pshia Bebailim is Potter, which was an Iboy in the Gemara, right in the beginning of the parak. So the Gemara says, "Hon, Icha, this story stems. Laman dama pshia bebailim potter. Quint man dama says pshia bebailim is potter. Mishum hachi ichsef." So I understand the whole shaklevatari over here, right? Rava was embarrassed because he thought he got the psak wrong. El laman dama chayiv, but quint man dama pshia bebailim is chayiv. Amai ichsef. So why was he embarrassed? Mi pshia bebailim is anyways chayiv. He got it right. He said you were pshia. It turns out it was shmir bebailim. Not what's the difference? Pshia Bebailim is chayv regardless. So the Gemara says, you have to say that according to that man, the story was a little bit different. What happened was, loy mifsha pashuba, it wasn't really a pshia, elo ignuve ignuv. What happened was, it was stolen. who meisiket arkebe ganav, and ended up dying in the possession of the ganav. That was the story. Vasa lekame de Rava, and they came to Rava. V'chayvinu, and Rava was mechayev them. Rava was mechayev them for what? For gneva, based on the shita that a soicher is chayev for gneva, which is a shaylo. But he was mechayev them for gneva. Amru le rabbanu le Rava. The rabbanu told Rava gneva bebailam. He isn't it. Gneva bebailam, they should be potter. Ichsef, that's why he got embarrassed. Like the goyim Muslim, they didn't really do anything, and as a result, it wasn't even a gneva bebailam. Tosfos speaks out a very poshita pshatava ara, and that is that. So the Gemara says that if you hold that pshia bebailam is chayev, so the story must have been something else. What was the story? The story was it wasn't a pshia. What was it? It was a gneva, right? Instead of a pshia bebailam, it was a gneva bebailam. Okay, what was the ma'isa shahaya? The ma'isa shahaya was eli gnuve ignuv u'meisa kedarka beganav, and it died kedarka fake toisvus. Why do you need that? It was meisa kedarka beganav. What are we changing in the second version of the story? That it wasn't a story of pshia; it was a story of gneva. Okay, so the ma'isa was that it was stolen. Who cares what happened afterwards? It died afterwards. Let it live. Gizin died. What's ketachon if this prey that lives, right? What's the problem? Why is that important to the narrative? So Tosfos says that the reason the Gemara said that was is because you see there was two versions of the story. So there must have been something other than just the Gneva that would have lent the credibility to the first version of the story that was a Pshia. So what must have happened was everyone knew this animal died. And everyone knew there was some level of negligence over here. The Shaiva was it a regular pshia that caused it to die? Oh, there was a negligence that led to a gneva and it ended up dying beganav. But had it not died beganav, had we not had that piece of information, then we were the first version of this. Right, sometimes you hear a story, you have to know like how the story even happened, right? So Tosfos is just trying to make sense of the story. He's trying to rationalize. You have two versions of a story. So the Gemara held that the facts would be better if it ended up for sure dying. Thus, you had version one of the story that the pshia caused it to die. Version two of the story that it was a gneva, it died beganev, and the reason he was being mechayev him was for the gneva, and that's why gneva bebailim, which for sure is going to be potter, and that was the ichsef rav. But either way, as it relates to today's daf, and as it relates to yesterday's daf, and really as it relates to the beginning of Perek Hashoyo, just two horrors. The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchas Schiras says, "Shloisha dinim ha'amurim b'Torah barbo ha'shoimrim." Three halachas that the Torah mentions that relate to the four shoimrim, einon ella b'metaltolin shel Yisrael v'shel Haggad. They're noyeg only by metaltolin, metaltolin that belongs to a Yisrael, and not just any yid, a poshti yid, belongs to a Haggad. Shenemar, because when the Torah talks about the shoimrim, it says kesef, Kalim, the Chol Behema, and we learn from there Yatsu Karkois, Vyatsu Avadim Shahukshulu Karkois, Vyatsu Ashtarois, She'ein Gufan Ma. Vinemar, it says Kite Nishal Reyeu, and from there we know Yatsu Hakdeshois, Vinichse Goy. So says the Ram, there's a parasha of Shoimran, stating that the parasha of Shoimran is confined to Metaltalin, Shel Yisrael, V'shal head, says the Rambam, Ikan Omru Chachomim, it's from here the Chazal said, Ho Avodim V'hashtorois, V'hakarkois, V'hekdeshois, as relates to all these things that are not metalton, Shal Yisrael, V'shal headed, Shoy Mechinon, Shalahem, if you're a Shoy Mechinim of these things, Einoi Nishba, you're not going to swear. V'nois Nesocher, Oisoicher, Einoi Meshale, you're not going to be Meshale, etc., etc. In other words, the laws of the Shoimrim do not apply to Karka, they don't apply to Eved, they don't apply to Karkois, they don't apply to Nichse Goyim, they don't apply to Nichse Hekdesh. I'm skipping. Halacha Gimel says the Rambam yearly, Shem Pasha Hashem Rebavodin, what would be if somebody's watching somebody else's Eved? And then he was Poshaya, Ukiv Yoitzabahen, or, meaning not only Avodim, but it was also Karkois and Shtorois, Chayev Leshalim, the Halacha is, he's going to have to pay. Sheenoi Potter Bavodin, the Karkois, the Shtorois, Because although it's true, I just told you, based on Sugi Zashas, that there's a p'tur by Avodim Shtaros V'Karkois in the parasha of Shoyim, but that's Elamidin Agneva V'Aveda V'Hamisa U'Kayoitza Behen. Shem Hayashon Mechina Ma'ala Metaltan V'Nignavu Ayavdu Yishava U'Bavodim V'Karkois V'Shtaros V'Patim Yishvur V'Chein Ma'ala Yishon Mesoch Shem Mishal Gneva V'Aveda V'Metaltan V'Patim V'Lashalim V'El Avol in Pasha, says the Rambam B'Lashon Yazov, but let's say you're a Poshaya Chayiv L'Shalim. You're going to be chayiv. Why? Shekola poisheya mazaku. Because a shomer that's poisheya is a mazik. And being that a shomer that's poisheya is a mazik, so says the Rambam, even though it's true that they're nismait, shtorois, avodim, karkois, from the parish of the shomerim, but this is different. Because when you're poisheya, you're a mazik. And there's no hafka from mazik, and it's for that reason, says the Rambam. I have no raya to this. But yearly, this is one of the yearlies of the Rambam. Yearly, shem posha ha-shoymer ba-avodim u-ki-yoytzeben chayiv l'shalim. Again, skipping to the last line, shekola peisheya, mazik. And the Rambam continues, it goes weiter, very, very wordy, very, very lengthy, but this is the Rambam. The Raivid is mazik, very, very sharp on the Rambam. I'm just going to read the last hasaga, the last line. Says the Raivid, the ain poisheya mazik. But I want you to know that a poisheya is not a mazik. She'im hoyekei. Because if it were true that a poisheya is a mazik, pshia bebailam lama pater. Why is it that there's a mandom in Shas that holds that pshia bebailam is pater? That if it's bolavimoy, and the shoyo, let's say, is poisheya, the halach is he's going to be pater. If a poisheya is a mazik, so how could it be that he's going to be potter? Elo she'in poisheya doim l'mazik. Says the rabbi, you have to say that a poisheya is not doim l'mazik. And because a poisheya is not doim l'mazik, so it's for that reason, says the rabbi, that I don't understand the halacha of the Rambam. The Rambam's telling me, she'kola poisheya maziku, if kola poisheya mazik, and that's why it's true that karkois, avodim, and shtoris, that are excluded from the parish of the Shoimrim. And all the basic halachas of Shoimrim, they don't have. Afal pike, and if you're Peshneh, you're going to be Chayim, Shekola Peshneh Mazikul, then why is Bolavimoy different? Bolavimoy also, there's this gross exclusion in the parish of Shoimrim. And it's true even for Pshia. But if you're going to tell me Peshneh Mazikul, Ayal al Daitcha, that if you're Mazik, when you're Bolavimoy, you're going to be Potter, of course not. And Lachura debunks the whole theory of the Rambam that it could be Peshaya is different, the yearly of the Rambam, based on the fact Shekola Peshaya Mazakal. So Baruch Ber in Birch Shmuel, this is in Bava Kama Simon Lamed Beis, brings B'Shem Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim said to say Pshan in the Rambam that you have to say that it's Choluk B'Yisoid, the reason that Avodim Shtoris and Karkois are excluded from the parish of Shoimrim versus the reason that Ba'ol Avimoy is an exclusion from the parish of Shoimrim. In other words, the p'tur in the halachas of Shoimrim that you find by Shtoris, Avadim, and Karkois is different b'yosoid u'b'mahos from the p'tur of Ba'ol Avimoy that you find by Shoimrim. Said Reb Chaim, this that there's no halacha of Dinei Shoimrim as it relates to Shtoris, Avadim, and Karkois, that hafka, said Reb Chaim, is a hafka in the dinim of the parish of Shoimrim. The face, if somebody goes over to his friend and he says, will you watch my Evid? And he says, yes. He becomes a Shoimer. He's Bechefza a Shoimer. There's no question he's Bechefza a Shoimer. Norvas, all the demon that you find in Parashas Mishpatim, all the sugis that we're learning right now, all these halachas don't apply based on the limud that Chazal had. But Avada Bechefza, you're going to be a Shoimer. When a person borrows something from somebody and it's Ba'ol Avimoy is a hafka in the Etzim Shem Shoimer, is Nitkain Shoimer Bechla. So Reb Chaim said like this. Reb Chaim said that the reason the Rambam held that Kol HaPesheya Maziku is based on the fact that the Rambam understood that if you're a Shoimer and you're Pesheya, you're a Mazik in the sense that you're going to be Chayiv based on the parish of Adam HaMazik. Right, Arba Ovis Nazikin, Ashor, Vahabar, Vahmava, Vahhever. What's Mav? It's a machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds Mav is Adam. And even Shmuel holds that Adam is not mentioned in the Mishnah. But Avada, there's something called Adam Amazik. What's the Makar to Adam Amazik? Makadehem and Yeshalmen. It's talking about Adam the Azik moment. Right, that's the Parsha Mav. That's one of the Arba Ovis Nazikin. That's what an Adam Amazik is. The Rambam holds yearly, chalt agot, chalt asvara, and that is kol ha-peshei ha-maziku. Meaning, you're included, you're in the parasha. Makabe miyushamere, toshte in Rambam, said Reb Chaim. So he said, that's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that although it's true there's a hafkah of shtoris avadim v'karkois, but that hafkah is not that you're not a shomer. That hafkah is from the dinim in the parasha of shomerim. Which dinim? The dinim in parashas mishpatim. The shomer the gedinim. Those dinim he's excluded from. It's based on the klal prat to klal, right? The Rambam brought it to us a little bit. So all the halachas that are mentioned in that parasha, you're going to be excluded. Oh, but bechefza are you a shomer? Yeah, I'm bechefza a shomer. L'mayin afkemino, if a shomer is poisheya, it's we view you as if you're a mazik, you're a makabehim and yishalmeno. So if we view you as being a makabehim and yishalmeno, well then, if that's the case, oh, so you're a makabehim and yishalmeno, so therefore that parasha you're going to be included in. And that's why the Rambam holds you're going to be chayiv. The reason you're chayiv when you're poisheya is because the poisheya is viewed as a mazik, and the parasha of mazik is not the parasha of shoimrim. The parish of Mazik is the parish of Bava Kama. That's the parish of Mava. That's Makabehem Yishalmen. And from that parish, why should he be excluded? Mehechatesi. Now, just to be clear, if somebody's Peshea and somebody else is staying, right, whatever the case would even be, if I'm Peshea and you're Zach, Machayev, right, Grama bin Azakin, but even that requires a Maisa Grama. If a person's merely Peshea and somebody else is thing, there's no Chid. The Rambam's saying a Chidish. He's saying merely, I hold that if someone is a Shoyma and he's Peshea, now all of a sudden my Peshea makes me a Mazik, right? Just to give it some words. Ordinarily, if I'm Peshea and somebody else is thing, I'm not a Mazik because the Peshea is not enough Ki'ilu to be Miyachis to me, the Hezek. The fact that if I go and I break your window, okay, it's my hezek. What's miyachzit to me? The fact that I'm the one that broke the window, right? Grama bin azokin. Even then, chay b'dinu shemayim, because I did something. But if all I was negligent, the pshi is not enough to make this hezekness yachzit to me. And as a result, it's nothing. It's not a sugi and shas. I'm completely off the hook. There's nothing to talk about. But as it relates to a shomer who has a chiv to watch. So when a shomer is pshe, you can't tell me the hezek is not nisyachzit to him. What do you mean? You were supposed to watch it. You were bechef to a shomer. And as a result, the hezek is now nesiachas to you enough that we can throw you into the parasha makabehem yishalmen. That's what Reb Chaim said. Toshen Rama. The Rama says, call up a shayim mazik. What does he mean mazik? What else does he mean? He means the first mishnah, Bava Kama, according to Rama, anyways, right? He means mava. He means the parasha makabehem yishalmen. But al kaponim, that's the fart. The shtoris avonim karkois and ismai from the dine shomerim that are mentioned in the parasha shmishbotim, but it's not a miot in the shem shomer. Bechevtsa am a shomer. Bechevtsa am a shomer, then my pshia is a maisa mazik. And as a result, I'm included in not this parasha, but yet a parasha makabehem yishalmenu, and it's for that reason you're going to be chayv. Oh, but said Reb Chaim, as it relates to shmira b'baylim, the reason ba'ol avimoy is pater is because when the baylim is imoy at the time of the shela, when it's ba'ol avimoy, you're not considered a shomer at all. If I'm not a shomer, then, even if I'm Peshaya, I'm going to be Potter. Because it's only a Shomer that's Peshaya that we can be Miyachas, the Pshia, to him and to view it as a Makabehem Yishalmenu. But to the extent I'm not a Shomer, so then I'm going to be completely excluded. And it's for that reason, said Reb Chaim, that's the Chiluk, that's the terrace to the Ravitz Kasha. That as it relates to Shtoris, Avodah V'Karkois, where you're a Shomer, it's a Havka in the Dinei. Shomerin. Okay, but I'm a Shomer. As long as I'm a Shomer, so now, if I'm Peshaya, it's a Maisa Mazik. That's the Rambam's yearly. Makadehem Yishalmenu. As opposed to Bala Vimay over there, you're not a Shomer at all. If you're not a Shomer, so now you're like someone that was Peshaya in his neighbor's thing. That's not considered a Maisa Hezek. That's not included in Makadehem Yishalmenu. And it's for that reason, even though the Rambam holds Kala Peshaya Mazik, but that's only by a Shomer. When it's Bala Vimay, you're not a Shomer at all. In Yeshiva, they say over that what was Reb Chaim's Makar? What was Reb Chaim's Makar to say that Shmir Bebailim is not just a Afka in the Dinei Tashlumen, but Shmir Bebailim is Afka in the Etzem Shem Shomer? It's the Sugis in the beginning of Perak HaShoyal. Because it's Mavur in the Sugis of Perak HaShoyal that the Gemara said that Ba'ol Avimai depends on what? It depends on whether it was Ba'ol Avimai at the time of the Shela. We don't care what happened at the time of the Shvura Mesa. We care what happened at the time of the Shela. So, and the Gemara says, how do I know that? It's mashma this way, it's mashma that way. And in the first mahalach of the Gemara said, mistabra. It's in svara. Epachana, no, the Gemara says, mistabra. It's mistabra, that should be that way. What do you mean, mistabra should be that way? It says, Reb Chaim, I understand. If you're going to tell me that Shmir Bebailim is the tayich, it's a hafga in the dinin, in all the dinim of the Shoimrim, then what should it depend on? It should depend on if it was Balavimi at the time that the dinin went into effect. The teretz is, it's a hafga in the etzim Shmira. It says, I'm not a Shoimer, so what does it depend on? It depends on at the time that I became a Shoimer, was a Baal Avimah, was it not a Baal Avimah? If it's Afgan, the Dinim, then what we should care about is what was at the time of the Dinim. But from the fact that we care about the Shas Sheol, that's what Reb Chaim said, it's Muchach from there. So Baruch Be'er, Kedarki Bakoidesh, after he brings this grace aside from his Rebbe, Schus Yogan Aleinu Amen, so he says, that Lefi said, there's a whole bunch of different things you can understand. Mention two. Tosfos and Perek HaKoines, a classic Tosfos. Right, we know throughout Shas, the Gemara tries figuring out whether it's Shaykh Toyin Tainas Ganav by a Shoyim HaSachar. Right? Malu Shoyim HaChinam, Shekein Chayiv Kefal, but Toyin Tainas Ganav. Toyim HaShoyim HaSachar. Gemara says, Karen B'loi Kfeila, B'loi Shvu is Adifa Mikfeila B'Shvu. Right, that's the Gemara. But Shoyim HaSachar, it's always a noise in the Gemara whether or not a Shoyim HaSachar is Shaykh, whether a Shoyim HaSachar is Shaykh to Toyin Tainas Ganav. What's a Tolian? It's telling you, list of Mizuyin Ganifu, list of Mizuyin Gazlan, or Kiyodo. Faith is Akash, I have a Pashtaitza. I have a Hechatimsa where a Shayna Sacher could be a Tayin Tainas Ganif. He was Tayin Tainas Ganif, but Bolavima. He walks into Besnin, he says, God, it was Nignava. Nignava, you have to pay. He says, no. He said it was Bolavima. If it's Bolavima, now he doesn't have to pay. And he swore. And then afterwards, we found out that the case of the Tayin Tainas Ganav, you should have to pay kefil. So Tosfos says, you have to say that when it comes to Baal Avimai, there's no halach of Tayin Tainas Ganav. Tayin Tainas Ganav doesn't pass when it comes to Baal Avimai. But it's very, very saucy. So Baruch Be'er brings from the Shita Mekubet, says, who brings from Rebbe Loza Migar Maisa, who said, quote, the taima de'en chayef taima de'en chayef kefil el hecha de tainas gneva geremes aptor. He says, Toyin Tainas Ganav is when a Shoimer Tainas Gneva, and he's getting off the hook with the Tainas Gneva. When this Shoimer Socher says Gneva, the Baal Avimai, what's getting him off the hook? The Gneva? No, Gneva is a Taina Mechayeves. It's the Baal Avimai. Toyin Tainas Ganav is when the Tainas Ganav is what's pottering him. But when the Tainas Ganav is not pottering him, it's the Baal Avimai. Grab that happened at that time, meaning it's coming with a Taina of Ganav, but the Tainas Ganav is not pottering you. It's the Taina of Baal Avimai that's pottering you. So the Bechai Gavna, you're not going to have the halacha of Toyin Tainas Ganav. So it says Rav Baruch Ben, Nirabia Devreim HaKdoshim. The beer of Toysness and the beer of the Shita Mekubet says that this that you say, Toyin Tainas Ganav is Potter, that's true if you're walking into Bezin and you say, I know I'm a Shoimer, and I know I have certain responsibilities, but I'm telling you, I did everything I was supposed to do, I did everything the way it was supposed to play itself out, but at the same time, I learned the sugyas, I learned Tashoyla, I learned Tamafkid, I learned all these sugyas, and I know that I'm Potter based on the Mishpatim of Parshas HaShoimer. Then, Sado HaLochef and Toyin Tainas Ganav. But when a Shoimer Tainas Baal Avimai, what's he saying? What's he saying? He's saying I wasn't a Shoimer. Snezra Baruch Be'er, you're saying I wasn't a Shoimer, that's not Toyin Tainas Ganav. Toyin Tainas Ganav is the Taich. When I'm a Shoimer, I'm patterning myself with Dine Shoimer. Here I'm not patterning myself with Dine Shoimer. What I'm patterning myself with is I'm saying I wasn't a Shoimer Bechlal. And being that what I'm saying is I wasn't a Shoimer Bechlal. So it's for that reason we fought. Baruch Be'er says the emesis is the Yerushalmi. What the Yerushalmi brings, it's a machloikis amayiraim, whether or not, if someone tainas Baal Avimai, you have to swear Baal Avimai? You don't have to swear Baal Avimai. You have to swear Baal Avimai, or do you not have to swear Baal Avimai? So it's a machloikis in Yerushalmi. Whether you even have to swear by Baal Avimai. Says Reb Baruch Be'er, what's the tzad you shouldn't even have to make a shvua for Baal Avimai? Zachar Baruch Be'er, because what's a shvua sashoimim? Shvua sashoimim is, if I'm maskim, I'm a shoimim. I'm dining, it was nignava, it was nevda, it was an oinis. Okay, so then you have to swear. But if I'm saying I'm not a shoimim, lididi, I'm not a shoimim, why am I swearing? Because according to you, I'm a shoimim, but according to me, I'm not a shoimim. So if according to me, I'm not a shoimim, I shouldn't have to swear. And emesis is mefurish atoysis in the Mishnah that we learned very quickly, that we're going to see more about tomorrow. Right, one of the cases is where he says you were a shayel, zeh oim eshu'ula, v'zeh oim eschura. Tosfos asks Akasha, why is there no shvuas hashayimim? And Tosfos says, because when the person says schura, not shu'ula, what he's saying is, I'm not a shayel b'chla. So if I'm not a shayel b'chla, why am I swearing that it, why am I Right? Why am I swearing meso? Loy meso? I'm lididi. I'm not a shoyel. I'm not meinyano. So Baruch Beis said, you see already in Tosis this far, that there's an Indian that if lididi, I'm not a shoymer, you can't impose it. Because according to you, I'm a shoymer. I should have shvuos a shoymer. I have to objectively be a shoymer. The minute I tie a ball of imoy, that means lididi bilichtet kein shoymer bechlau. And if according to me, I'm not a shoymer bechlau, either way, this is the yisoy from Chaim. So we have over here a few yisoyitas. Number one, we have the Rambam, which later Chaim understood the Rambam. Incidentally, not all the Achronim understand the Rambam the way Reb Chaim understood the Rambam. But the way Reb Chaim understood the Rambam was, is that the Rambam that says that if someone's a shomer for shtaros avodah v'karkois and he's poshei a year early, you're going to be chayav. Why? Shakala poshei a mazaku. He means literally the parish of Makkah Ben Yishalman. It's the first yisoy you have in this Reb Chaim. That a shomer that's poshei is a mavel. He's an adam de azik moment. That's the first yisoy you have in this Reb Chaim. The second yisoy we have in this Reb Chaim is that if someone watches shtaros avodah v'karkois, he's a shomer. It's a shomer, because otherwise, through your pshia, you couldn't be considered a mazik, because a person that's pesheya, the memoir shachaver, is not considered a mazik. The third thing you see is that shmir bebailam is not a ptur in the dine, in the mishpate hashomer, but rather shmir bebailam is a ptur in the etzim shem shomer, that when it's shmir bebailam, you're not considered a shomer. That's the first aura. The second aura, shorter, and that is another Rambam Ravid. This Rambam Ravid is in Hilchos Yishus. It's Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Tes. Fascinating. Rambam says like this: Ha'ishin sheshaber kelim be'esha oisam alach oisel. A woman broke kelim while she was working in the house. B'toich beisa p'tur d'alach shispat. So a woman's working in the kitchen and she breaks one of the dishes. Believe it or not, it's a halach in Rambam. Is she chayev or is she potter? That's a shayla. Ha'ishin sheshaber kelim be'esha oisam alach oisel b'toich beisa p'tur. Says the Rambam, ve'ein zeh min hadin. Really, it shouldn't be that way. And the reason is because really the nechasa belonged to the husband, and this woman is a shayel, she's a this, she's a that, right? Something she is. And as a result, not so posh, she should be potted. But it's the way. You know why this is the way it is? Because if you're not going to say this, meaning you're going to say the woman all of a sudden is going to find herself in court and she's going to have to hire a lawyer to pay for this plate that she broke while she was washing dishes. Ain't shalom b'teicha bayis lo'olam. This never going to be shalom bayis in this house. Ela nimsis nizeres v'nimnas meroy v'amalochos. She's going to end up not wanting to do anything. V'nimtzas ketata b'neim, and it's going to cause fights. The bottom line is, says the Rambam, poshim yishom shalom bayis godel ha'shalom rai shashmish shenichta b'ktusha yimocha. This is another thing that we bypass the basic halachas of how you would treat this woman's as it relates to these dishes that she broke while she was washing them, based on the gross kind of shalom. Says the writer, Omer Avraham, Loi min Hashem Uzer. I disagree with what the Rambam said. Elo, it's Pashat she's Pater. You know why she's Pater? Mi'ikra Adit. Mipneishni Shmira Bebailin. Shehu Sachar La B'chal Shah. Because he's working for her all times. And as a result, it's the Hashmira Bebailin. And if it's a Shmira Bebailin, whichever Shomer you want it to be, Shoyalav, Soichav, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's Shmira Bebailin. So if it's Shmira Bebailin, it's Pashat that she's going to be Pater. So the Rambam says that really she should be Chayef, because she's a Shomer. She just did something. Narvaz, Mipnei Hashol. Says the Rai, that I disagree with that. It's a Shmira Bebailin. So Mitzad Dinei Shomer, Mitzad Perak HaShoyal, there's no question that she's going to be potter. Says the Rav Magid, the Tam, Rabbeinu Avram Zal Enoy. I disagree with what the Ravid said. Lafi, it's Shah Isha, he's Shuri Imabal Bechosha. Aval Hu Enoy Sacher Ima. I learned the Gemara. It was yesterday's daf, right? We all learned this Gemara together. I'm meaning the Magen Mishnah, but really, we all learned this Gemara. And the Gemara said clearly that when a husband and wife get married, there's a ball of imai, but she is imai, not the other way around. The Rav Magid says, the Medina Seinu, that's not the way it is. She is schur to him, he's not socher to her, and as a result, he says, I don't understand the Ravid saying that this is a ball of imai. Fukupta reinda a ball of imai. But this is the Rambam Ravid. Fake the Mishlon Melech, a kushi nefla, a kushi atzuma. He says, I don't understand what's going on over here. Zapasha don't understand this Ravid. The Ravid wants to say that if a woman, I'll show you, would go and she would break one of the dishes, she'd be pot. Why would she be pot? Mi'ikra din, she's pot. Loi min Hashem Uzeh. That's mi'ikra din. Why is mi'ikra din? Because it's shmir b'bayla. The Rav Mag is not sure if it is shmir, but al shmir b'bayla she should be pot. Freita Mishlon Melech, Riboyna da Alma Kula. I don't understand. He refers to this question as Hadover HaKosha. Like, as Hadover HaKosha, Yavin Eilai, Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a question you need from Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, I don't understand. I said, if a woman breaks dishes, she's Pesheya? She's not Pesheya. She's another Mamazik. She's a Mazik. What's Pesheya? Pesheya is a kind of song with deer. Floy Nol Bifonel Karoi. Right? That's your classic Pesheya. You didn't lock the door. You left the animal out in the sun, and the sun is beaming, and it dehydrated, and it died. Okay, that's a Pesheya. With what? This is not Pesheya. She broke it. Now, she broke it Ba'oinis. Ba'odim Ulaylam. Bein Shoyi, Bein Mezit, Bein Oinis, Bein Rotzen. So Freik, the Mishul Melech, Shmir Bebailim, Shmir Bebailim, Freik, the Mishul Melech, passes when? When you're handling a Pesheya. But this is not a Pesheya. This is an Adam HaMazik. And being that this is an Adam HaMazik, Freik, the Mishul Melech, I don't understand why we would view this as Pesheya. But Bailam, he says, it's Mamish Tzorech in Gadol. See, fears always at the end, says the Mishul Melech, that you have to say, there's no Eitzah. You have to say that the Ravid, the Herd, that Adam HaMazik, Shaloi Bekavana, an Adam HaMazik, Shaloi Bekavana, right? An Adam HaMazik, Shaloi Bekavana, is going to be viewed as a Pesheya, Klapi the halachas of Balavim. Meaning, just like there's a musig of Pesheya Bebailim that Balavimoy is going to be potter, so too there's a musig, there's an idea that a mazik shaloi bekavana is treated like a Pesheya. He says, I don't know why, but dosh data. Avad it's Adam HaMazik. No question, it's Adam HaMazik. And if it's Adam HaMazik, can move in this the way it should be treated. But afal pikein zok there, as always. Now let's just take in the kash of the Mishnah. What's bothering the Mishnah Malach so badly? Now, why is he mutching so much over here? What's bothering him? What's bothering him is, he's saying, I understand there's a parish of Bala Vimoy, but Bala Vimoy just patters you from what? It patters you from Pshia, right? It patters you from the halachis in the parish of Shomer. It patters you from the halachis of the parish of Shomer. But if I'm an Adam HaMazik, so this is not out the parish of Shomer. This is out what? This is out the halach of Makir Emi Yishamena. This is Mava. This is Adam HaMazik. Heichen Motzinu veHeichen Ro'inu, that Bal Avimoy should be a Ptur in that. Bal Avimoy, that it should be a Ptur in Pshia, that we understand. That's one of the halachis of the Shomer. And according to one side in the Gemara, it's true, even if you're a Pesheya. But in the parish of Adam HaMazik, that it should be Chayev. Now, the Emes says, this has a little bit to do with the Rei that we spoke at earlier. Because if you're going to tell me that every Pesheya is really considered an Adam HaMazik, and still you see that you're Potter, so it's Mefurish, that the Halacha Balavimoy patters you even from Pesheya. But the Emes says, Reb Chaim said all that Rei in the Rambam, not in the Ravid. The Ravid was Cholik B'Yisoyris, tells the Rambam, he says, no way, a Pesheya is not considered a Mazik. So a Pesheya is really not that. And besides, Reb Chaim said the whole Yisoyr of Balavimoy, why you're potter, is because we don't view you as being a Shomer B'chas. If we don't view you as being a Shomer, that's why you're potter from Pesheya. You're potter from Pesheya because we said Pesheya is only a problem before you're a Shomer. But if you're not a Shomer, then you're being Pesheya B'davarach. So you have to tie this Rambam Ravid with that. But this is what the Rambam says. The Ravid says an unbelievable chiddush. He says that just like you find Bal Avimoy when it comes to Pshia, so too does Bal Avimoy if somebody's mazik shaloi bekavana. As Adover Akasha says, the Mishlam Melech on this, it's a Tmir Gedoyla. I don't know how you could give Zechan Eitz with such a halacha. But Al Kaponim does state that a Mazik Shaloi Bekavana, not Bekavana, no way Bekavana, says the Mishlam Melech. That much already, Tafasta, Meruba, Loi Tafasta. But a Mazik Shaloi Bekavana is going to be treated like a Pesheya, Klapi the halachas of Bal Avimai, and therefore, if it's Bal Avimai and your Mazik Shaloi Bekavana, you're going to be part. He says, I don't know why, because to me, a Mazik Shaloi Bekavana is an Adama Mazik. Either way, this is the Ravid and this is the Havana of the Ravid and the Mishul Melech, which again is awesome. He acknowledges that what I'm saying is very, very awesome. He's just saying like a brisket, Dosh Tate Ravid. What's Pshat Ravid? Dosh Tate Ravid. So I'll just tell you two beautiful kashas that are going to go to Ritzchak Chon inspectors. And Shail Shubas Ber Yitzchak is Chayish Mitzvah Simen Dal asked on this. Two bullet point kashas, and we're going to end. The first kasha he asked is his mamish fire. He asks, we know, the beginning of Bava Kama, above is Nezikin, says the Gemara, Avos Bechal Deka told us. Told us, saying, Kiyoitzeben, I love Kiyoitzeben. So the Gemara says, Yeshman Kiyoitzeben, the Yeshman that I love Kiyoitzeben. That's the first sugi in Bava Kama. The Gemara says, okay, when is Told saying Kiyoitzeben, and when is Told saying love Kiyoitzeben? The Gemara starts working through it. Sure, this, that, right, Karen, chain, regular. The Gemara starts going through each one individually, and each one the Gemara keeps on coming back. I don't know, to me it sounds like Maishna of Maishna told, it sounds like it's one and the same. So the Gemara comes up to Adam, or Mava. So the Gemara says like this, Mava. Maybe the told of Mava is Lav Kiyotzman. So the Gemara says like this, what is Mava? According to Shmuel, it's Shane. According to Rab, it's Adam. So the Gemara says like this, Ile Rab, the Amma Mava is Adam. According to Rab, that holds Mava is Adam. My Ava, so my told is this way. What's an Ava, what's a told? You'll tell me, I know what it is. Av is Neya. Av is when a person is Mazik when he's awake. He's mazik b'kavana. Tolda is Yashe. Tolda is when he was mazik, when he was sleeping. But says the Gemara, Tolda is saying Kiyotzeban. Why? Because Vahatanan, Adam Wood La'olam, Bein Er, Bein Yashen. So we know Tolda, Freight of Yitzchak Hanan, half of a fellow. He says, according to the Ravid, the way the Mishnah Malach understood the Ravid, there's a tremendous nafkamina if someone is mazik bikavana, or if someone's mazik shaloi bikavana. What's the nafkamina? If you're a shomer and it was Balavimai. And if you're mazik bikavana, then you're a regular Adam mazik, you're not going to have the Ptura of Balavimai. But if he did it shaloi bikavana, we look at you as Pshia bebailim, and Allah is going to be potter. So Frank of Yitzchak Al-Khanan, that's the Tol they say, Lavki Yitzchak. The Gemara said, what's the difference between Er and Yashen? At the end of the day, Luchayr, it's Tol they say, Ki Yitzchak, they're both Chayyid, I have the Nafkamina. Why didn't the Gemara say, Tol they say, Lavki Yitzchak, Echabzach and Nafkamina, and Shmir Babar? Half of the fellows, Kash. The second Kash he asks is that the Gemara, Mesech, is Bava Kamad Aflamid Beis, the Gemara beginning of Perakaminiach, has any boy, Hamazik Ishtoi, Betashmish. Hamita. If someone is mazik ishta betash shamita, is he chayv or is he potter? Right, keeping the brishus of it. Potter, oidumi bayule the yune, right? The Gemara says, only he's doing the maisa, karkoilam, yene Gemara. Nechshav kilu, she's doing a maisa because she's having ano. That's a whole sugya. Freik, Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, that's poshit in the Gemara. That's poshit in the Gemara. That as it relates to the husband clapping the wife, she is shal to him. Right? That was a mefurish gemara. The Rav Hamagid was matmi on the Ravid that it then it works the other way around too. But the fact that it's always balavimai, that she is always a balavimai clapping the husband, that's a mefurish gemara. If that's the case, freaked Rav Yitzchak Chanan that why is a mazik as ishtay betash mishamita chayiv? Why don't we say that being that he was mazik shalei b'kavana, it's poshut with shalei b'kavana, if that's the case, then what emerges is it's a nice hezek, shalei b'kavana, which is the equivalent thereof to a pshia, and it should be potter out of all of Imai. Is that's mamash the Ravid's case. Right? The Ravid's case is where a woman, she was mazik, shalei b'kavana, but because of this high level, very broad balavimai that exists between husband and wife based on the ishus. So the halacha is he's going to be potter. What do you mean? You're a mazik. Forget about balavimai. Don't mean that. You're a mazik. So to Mishlo Malchosh Ravid. That the Ravid says it's true. Mazik bekavana, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But for a mazik shalei bekavana, we are having this conversation. A mazik shalei bekavana is treated no different than a pesheya. Clap. So if you're in a scenario, balavima with pshib, a bailam is potter, you're going to be potter. You should say the same thing. And why don't you say balavima? Says Rabbi Schachana, you have to say the teretz is pasha. What's the teretz? What's the chiluk between a mazik is ishtay betash shamita and isha shavra kelim? Isha shavra kelim is adam da azik momen. But a mazik is ishtay betash shamita, that's adam da azik adam. That you have halacha of balavima is the type that I'm borrowing this item right now. I'm a shoyal on this item. I'm a soicher on this item. So there the sugi is a balavima. It rather just so happens that I was mazik and shalei b'kavano. We view that as a pshia, and as a result, you're going to have the halacha of pshia b'bailam, which is going to be potter. But if someone is azik the adam, the azik adam, what are you going to say? You're going to be potter? You're a shoyal on the person? And even if you're a shoyal on the person, he said, but that's already a whole different sugi. That's the sugi of chayv b'chaveroi. There's no way you can learn it from Adam the Azik. Adam the Azik moment, that's where you have all the sugis of Shoimrim. But Adam the Azik Adam, there you don't have the sugis of Shoimrim. Yizicha would not be able to learn Adam the Azik Adam from Adam the Azik moment, like the Gemara says throughout Shas, and as a result, says Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan. That's why, even though the Ravid said that Isha Sheshavra Kalim, the Shas Melach Lysel, even though she's an Adam Amazik, but Adam Amazik Shleib Kavana has the Ptur Balavimoy, but Amazik is Ishtay Betash Meshamita, where there it's Adam the Azik Adam, even though you have the same chesh, you have even a better cheshman of Balavimai, but then you're dealing with Chavala. Right, we spoke of Reb Chaim, Chavala, and Adam Mazik Mammon is Chaluk B'Yasai, but Pashit, there it's already different, it's a whole different parasha, it's a whole different Indian, and it's Pashit, there you're not going to have the Aloch of Balavimai.